When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This episode was made possible by Zencastr, which is a brand new sponsor for the show. Check out our discount link in the show notes and stay tuned at the end for more information. Rose.
Hello, Lara.
Rose! Oh, Lara, I knew you'd help us find her.
You came to find me?
Yeah.
But I'm right here.
I see that.
Soda Pop found me. Is that why you came?
No, I brought him. He missed you, though.
I missed him, too. Good boy, baby. Oh, your hair is getting so long. Do you still go to that same groomer? What was her name? Annie?
No. We had to switch when we moved out of the Hawthorne District. We're up by St. John's now. I found this place.
Excuse me. I'm sorry. I don't want to interrupt. But I'm so glad we found you, Rose. You know, the new moon is almost here.
Camille, not now.
It's all right. I know all about the new moon. Are you going back to my father's house? I'll walk with you.
Yeah, let's do that.
I can't tell you what it was like seeing her again. Actually, it was almost anticlimactic. Like, we just walked into the woods and there she was. Not hurt, not scared, just fine.
Rose, are you okay?
Of course. Why?
Well, do we need to go back and pick up your supplies or a campsite or...
I have everything I need.
But where have you been?
I've been right here.
Rose, your father will be so excited to see you. We've all been so worried.
But I'm fine.
Rose, how long do you think you've been gone? Because it's been at least 2 weeks.
2 weeks? No, that can't be right.
You must feel so much more connected with the hand of God. I bet you know exactly how to call Oblivion now.
I know everything I need to know.
Do you remember calling me?
Why would I call you?
You said you needed help and that I should come see you. You said you wanted me to hear something.
That doesn't sound like me.
I know, that's why I came.
Well, as long as I get to see this little fluffy face.
There's still a lot to do before the new moon. We've been doing vision ceremonies every day, but we still haven't found all the materials yet.
I'm sure you're doing fine, Camille.
I didn't know you knew my name.
I know everything I need to know, Camille.
Whoa.
Rose.
Lara, stop worrying. I'm fine. See? Soda Pop knows.
I guess.
He still loves me, doesn't he?
Yeah.
God, she was so beautiful.
Rose, I think we should hurry.
Okay.
Almost home, Miss Boone.
Mm-hmm. Wait, Rose. Maybe you shouldn't go back yet.
Why not? If it's really been 2 weeks, I mean, that's plenty of time.
Are you sure you don't want to see a doctor first? You could be dehydrated from all that time in the woods.
I feel fine, Lara.
But
honestly, I'm really sorry. I didn't want to do this now, but I don't understand why you're here.
You asked me to come.
I really doubt that.
You left me a message.
She keeps saying her voicemails won't play.
Camille.
Sorry, I'm not involved.
Look, Thank you for bringing Soda Pop. It's great to see him, but I really don't think there's anything for you to do here.
If we could just talk.
I don't think we need to do that, Lara.
But...
Lara, there's nothing to say, okay? Go home. I'll call you, okay?
Okay. Soda Pop! Oh, no, you can go with Rose, too. That makes sense.
Listen, I guess we don't really need you here after all.
Yeah, I'm getting that.
You should see my mom, though. The doctor, she really wants to see you.
Yeah, okay.
Camille, are you coming?
Coming. Okay, good night.
Wait, can I get a ride back to my car? It's all the way back at the church. Okay, yeah, I can walk.
I just kind of walked around for a while after that. I figured I'd eventually end up back at the cabin. For the record, Rose was the one who actually left in the end. She's the one who moved out. I mean, and not that I was... There just came a point where I couldn't help her. I didn't know what to do. Though I don't know, maybe that's not fair. See, something happened in that last year. I still don't really understand it. There was the thing with my brother and my mom's house and the water hammer. But then I started to notice other things too. I learned about cold reading and cognitive biases and illusory correlations. It was like everything I thought I knew about the world was coming apart, one after another. I started to see why I'd never been able to get conclusive evidence of the things I thought I saw. It was consuming. So I guess I was distracted because I didn't really notice what was going on with Rose until it was too late, I think.
Creepy road in the middle of the night, doo-da, doo-da. Creepy road, no end in sight, oh, doo-da day.
She started to get erratic, disconnected. She'd disappear for hours, sometimes overnight, and then come back like nothing happened. And we started fighting over nothing, anything, just dumb things. She was distracted a lot, but wouldn't tell me why, and she had these nightmares. She claimed not to remember them, but sometimes in her sleep, she said things. And then during the day, she'd say them again, quietly, to herself. God, if I hadn't been so wrapped up in myself, I might have put it together earlier. Something wasn't right. Rose wasn't well.
Gonna walk all day, gonna walk all night on this creepy road. I sing this song, oh doodah. Hello? Is someone there? Why does anyone live in the woods?
By the time I thought to tell her to see someone, it came out wrong. It sounded like an attack. It probably was an attack. Everything was an attack. By then, I was angry and hurting. She was angry and confused. We were in our own painful little worlds, I guess, and there was no way to communicate through that anymore. Anyway, one day she was just gone. Went to her parents' house. I thought it might be good for her.
Okay, who's there?
Hello?
Right, so, anyway, I was walking. And it was dark. And then it got really dark.
Where did this fog come from?
I can barely see the trees.
There was a tree right here. There were
a lot of trees, and I'm on the road. I'm on the road. Right? No way.
I could see the road somewhere far behind me. Trees extended back the way I come, but ahead of me...
Nothing. It's nothing.
Absolute absence. Just this void of darkness in every direction. But not peaceful. It was... I mean, I know it wasn't, but it...
Can't be real.
It felt like it was looking for something, like it was reaching for me.
Oh God.
I didn't know what else to do. I ran. It was like a dream. Maybe it was a dream. I ran and ran, but there was nowhere to go. I swear, I pushed until my lungs burned, until I couldn't feel my feet, until... And the road was still just as far away as it was before.
Please, 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 somebody help me! Somebody help me!
And just like that...
Oh, what is that smell? Oh, God! Oh, my God.
I don't think we need to talk about what I saw next, actually. I mean, it wasn't really there anyway. I probably swallowed some of the hallucinogenic cult tea. I hadn't eaten or drunk anything for a long time. It was just a random trick of the imagination. It was only a couple seconds long.
Bigfoot? Are you a Sasquatch? Wait, come back! Ugh. What's happening?
So, really, we should just...
Okay. Okay. Oh. The cabin. I'm home!
Lara, are you okay?
We found Rose.
Oh, good.
Yeah, she's good. Everything is so good.
Okay, why don't you come inside?
Okay. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. This day has been really weird.
It's okay, really. You want a drink?
Please. Do you mind if I take off my shoes? They're pretty soaked.
Of course, make yourself at home.
I've been out in the rain for hours after we found Rose.
Wait, Rose was missing?
Yes, Jake, Rose was missing.
Is she okay?
She was in the woods, just like everyone said. And she was fine. Just like everyone said.
That's good though, right? Here,
What is this?
Whiskey.
Oh my god, this is awful.
I can get you a beer if you want.
Nobody likes beer, Jake. It's just the first thing we could afford, and now we all think it's what alcohol tastes like.
Even Pabst?
Especially Pabst. I'm sorry, I'm out of my mind. It's growing on me.
Come on, I've got a fire going. You must be freezing.
I am, actually.
Wait, Rose was missing?
Come on. I went out there with Camille. You know her? Anyway, the reasons don't really matter. You wouldn't believe me if I told you.
Come on. I'm a great listener.
Well, the point is that once we got back to the Boone house, Rose just told me to leave. She doesn't want to talk. She doesn't remember leaving me a message. And now she's safe and has my dog. And she never wants to see me again. This whiskey is actually growing on me. Is it an acquired taste?
I guess so. That sucks, Laura. And about Rose. And Soda Pop. Are you going to get him back, or...
I have no idea. Maybe I should just leave him there. He was always her baby anyway. Definitely rather be with her than me.
Come on. I've seen you with that dog. He's your dog.
You know, Rose and I broke up, like, a long time ago.
And I wondered. You know, she didn't even tell us you guys were lesbians.
She's a lesbian. I'm...
Oh?
Pansexual, I guess. I like who I like.
Like women and men?
Women, men, neither, both. I just like who I like.
Okay.
Drink more, so it's not just me.
If you insist.
I can't believe she didn't want to see me. I mean, I can, but I just feel so stupid.
Listen, Lara, Rose, what's the nice way to say this? She's got problems.
Okay, well, that just makes me feel bad.
Okay, how about she's got problems if she can't see how great you are?
I doubt that. Good save, though.
Come on, you're the Lara Campbell. You solved the Brigantine haunting, banished the Corwin House entity.
With Rose.
Okay, well, you kept it going on your own.
I guess.
Do you know how cool it was to take Lara Campbell on a squatch walk?
That was fun. Have you ever seen a Sasquatch?
Not yet, but they're out there. I mean, you saw the tree markers.
So you wouldn't know if they happened to look like,
Like what? Did you see something?
No. No, I was upset and it was dark, but I think it was just a really mossy tree, actually.
Well, did it smell like sulfur? Make a sound like an elephant mixed with a lion, or a high-pitched chirping call?
No. It was nothing.
Are you sure? Because I can get one of my lures, if you remember where it was.
No. Let's just sit here and drink.
Are you shivering? Are you cold?
Oh, it's fine.
Of course you are. You're still soaked from the rain. How long were you out there?
I don't know. I had to walk back and... Yeah.
Here. My mom keeps sending me these throw blankets. No idea what to do with them.
They're throw blankets, right? Pretty sure you throw them.
Well, let's just put this one around your shoulders. Don't want to spill the drink.
Yeah.
There.
Thanks.
I'll just put another log on the fire.
You can stay over here on the couch with me, if you want.
That's okay.
Oh, cheers.
Cheers. Actually, it is warmer over here.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Jake?
Yeah?
Do you want to kiss me?
Yeah.
Okay. So this is the bedroom.
This is where the magic happens.
Ew, that's not something you say to girls, is it?
It's a saying. People say that.
Okay, well, if I'm gonna... Jake? What is that?
What?
Oh yeah, that's a joke. I don't actually like Justin Bieber. See, my little cousin wanted to see him live, and she didn't have anyone to go with, so I said...
No, these black streaks in your walls, all around the bed.
What?
Right here. It looks like some kind of mold, maybe?
I really don't know what you're talking about.
You don't see that.
See what, Lara?
You've been sleeping in this room, right here.
Yeah. That's my bed.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
Okay. I'm sorry if the room is kind of a mess, but I really wasn't, you know,
no.
Expecting anybody.
Jake, you have a serious mold problem. Do you know what that can do to you? Breathing that in night after night.
Lara, there's nothing there.
Is this why you're so...
What?
Oh.
Did I do something wrong?
No, I'm sorry. I don't think you're really in a mental state to do something like this right now.
I feel fine. I mean, yeah, I've had a couple of drinks.
Okay, well then, I'm not in the right state for this. You know, it's a crazy day and I don't usually drink whiskey.
I get it, okay.
I can't stay here.
Yeah, it's fine.
No, I don't think you should stay here either. With the mold.
I don't follow you.
Okay. I'm scared, okay? I'd feel better if you slept over in the cabin tonight.
You mean like...
Like, literally, can you just sleep on my floor?
You can sleep here on the couch if you want.
No, it's... I don't know. I had a weird day, and I think I saw something in the woods, maybe. And without soda pop here, I just... Please... Please come over to the cabin with me.
And sleep on the floor.
Please.
This is weird.
Yeah.
You sure you don't want to just sleep on the couch?
Please, Jake.
Okay, fine, I guess.
Thank you.
This is not how I saw this going.
I know the feeling. Come on, let's go. I need to get out of this house, like, now.
Lead the way. Lara Campbell.
Thank you so much for listening to Believer. This episode was written, directed, and sound designed by Julie Saunders, with voice acting by Mara Hernandez, Sarah Gorski, Jason Markoff, Julie Saunders, and Archie. Good boy, Archie. A special thank you to our Patreon supporters, Tomiko, Vance Barnhill, Peter Larson, Christy Smith, Anna of Amsterdam, and Michael Armies have provided crucial support throughout the hiatus, covered the cost of audio hosting, and allowed us to expand our access to sound effects and other sound resources. So, if you like the way the new episodes are sounding, thank them. Patreon supporters get each episode 1 week early, as well as access to behind-the-scenes information, updates, and commentary. They may also get to find out what Soda Pop has been up to during the interim, but that's a surprise, so don't tell them. To find out more or join in yourself, go to patreon.com/believerpodcast. That's patreon.com/believerpodcast. This episode was made possible by Zencastr. Not because they paid us anything, but because their services during quarantine basically are the only reason
we were able to complete in the episodes. So, Zencastr allows you to record remotely while also taking its own backup audio of the entire session. It keeps everybody on separate tracks for easy editing. You can add video. If you have a chat style podcast, you can even do all of your editing within Zencastr. It's really easy to use and has really made a big difference for us. Additionally, all of the music and many of the sound effects for this episode came from Epidemic Sound. If you're interested in either Zencastr or Epidemic Sound, use our referral link to check them out. You can find those in the show notes or by going to believerpodcast.com/support. We'll be back again in 2 weeks. Until next time, if you're standing outside and you sense a strange shadow cast on everything, and you look up and the moon has turned a sickly blood red, and you begin to feel something rising within you, something primal and hungry, check the date. If it's November 18th or 19th of this year, you are experiencing the last lunar eclipse of 2021. Maybe have a glass of red wine, and remember that while you don't need astrology to validate your own intuition, it sometimes helps to know that Jupiter, Saturn, Venus, and the moon are all visible at once, and that probably means whatever you need it to mean. See you next time. Bye now.
This episode was sponsored by Zencastr. You may have heard me talk about Zencastr before. When we first started the show, we were recording in person in a studio. About halfway through the season, a global pandemic hit and made it impossible for us to meet in person. The only reason that we were able to come back from hiatus was Zencastr. Because we were recording in person, not everybody in the cast was even set up to record remotely. Nobody really knew what to do. I'd never done it before. But Zencastr made it really easy. You just set up your session, you send everybody a link, it records everybody automatically on separate tracks, which for our show is crucial. It's set up for podcasts, so it has a lot of features that you won't get from trying to record on a Skype call or Zoom or something similar, and it's really been a lifesaver for us. If you're interested in trying Zencastr, you can use most of its tools for free. If you decide you want to upgrade from there, you can use our coupon code BELIEVER for 30% off of a pro plan. Once again, that's Zencastr.com. It's Zencastr.com. And use coupon code BELIEVER for 30% off your plan.